Mark Farrell, F-A-R-R-E-L-L, Mark Farrell. Chief complaint, coronary artery disease, number one, hypertension, number two, COPD, number three, needs medication, refill, number four, had a history of blackout a few months ago after he got his COVID vaccine, number five, leg pain, number six, he plays a lot of pool for hobby, and he has a lot of leg pain when he's standing up. Number six, difficulty urination. Number seven, BPH symptoms. Number eight, vertigo. Number nine, history of hypertension, rule out renal vascular hypertension. My patient is a 61-year-old gentleman with extensive history of coronary artery disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, has four stents in his heart, has had four heart attacks 11 years ago, 6 years ago, and 3 years ago. Patient is currently not married, works as a lazy boy furniture salesperson, and he's been a smoker. He has quit smoking 2-3 times. He's got a Nicoderm patch on right now, and he's trying to quit smoking, as he knows that's a detriment and a deadly maneuver in someone with such a severe atherosclerotic heart disease. Period. Allergy, none. Social, as above. Surgery, hip surgery, knee surgery, shoulder surgery. What does that say? Back face? Face? Back and face surgery. Coronary stent placement times four, mainly on the right side. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anxiety, history of heart attacks, peripheral vascular disease, hypertension, low back pain. He needs a referral to an to the podiatrist because he's been building up his shoe on the left side and actually helping his back because he does have a short leg secondary to his hip and knee surgery in the past. Medication, Plavix 75 milligrams once a day, Crestor 20 milligrams a day, Lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 25 once a day, aspirin. Immunization, COVID immunization is up, did allergy, known and drug allergy, family history, diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, stroke, you name it, I've got it, in quotation, patient says. Colonoscopy a few years ago, 175 pounds, no significant change in his weight, 97%, 98, 16, 72, 150 over 87, heart positive, some positive, 2 over 6, systolic ejection, murmur noted, lungs cleared with few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows with every discus, shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema, neurological, non focal. Assessment number one, coronary artery disease. Number two, echocardiogram shows ejection fraction about 55 to 58%. Next number, RVH noted. Next number, extensive history of smoking. Next number, no history of sleep apnea. Next number, cardiomegaly. Next number, diminished left ventricular contractility related to previous MI. Next number, he's in a desperate need of finding a cardiologist. He doesn't have one currently. Next number, hyperlipidemia, continue with Crestor. Next one is check blood work. Next one is check liver function test on Crestor. Next one is BPH with symptoms of a prostate. Appears to be around 23 grams on the ultrasound. Next one is leg pain, secondary to mild PVD as well as DJD. There is no evidence of significant PVD on the upper and lower extremity. Noted. Next number, no sign of DVT. Next number, no sign of renal vascular hypertension. Next one is mild fatty liver. Noted. Next one is thyroid has a few cysts in it. This was done because a patient complaining of a thyroid and neck fullness. This appears to be all less than a 0.3 centimeter. Next number, check blood work. Next one is come back next week. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length. Next number is with history of dizziness and blackout spells after his COVID vaccination. We were obligated to look at his credit to make sure he doesn't have severe obstruction and credit stenosis. No hemodynamically unstable lesions were found, but he does have calcification throughout the carotid artery and the vascular tree. Thank you.